Visit us online at www.thehype873.com.
Hey, what's going on? It is your girl Tampa Mystic, and we are back right here at the Hype 87.3 in ATL. Listen, I told you guys we have some special guests checking in tonight, and we got another one by the name of Des Cohen. What's going on with you, family? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I'm blessed. How are you?
Man, I'm doing good. Thank you so much for taking some time with us tonight. I'm excited for everybody to get to understand your journey and what you got going on. So give us a brief introduction of who you are and where you're checking in from.
Hey, everybody. My name is Des Cohen. I'm checking in from Dallas, Texas. I am a pop artist and signed to Empire.
Okay. Congratulations. That's big. Big things popping. I see you. Okay. That is really, really dope. Well, let me just say, first and foremost, I love Dallas. Dallas produces superstars, including yourself. You know, we ain't even got to talk about it, but historically, Dallas has produced a lot of superstars and still is, man. Take us back to your childhood, growing up in Dallas. Did you grow up in Dallas?
Yes, ma'am.
What was it like?
I loved it. I'm from South Oak Cliff. It's a hood in Dallas, Texas. You know, just growing up, being able to just see everything as far as going to a school with 80% African-American, 20% Hispanic, then transferring senior year, going to a school with diverse race. So it showed me, like, no matter where you come from, you can make it out of nothing.
Don't ever
be closed-minded.
That is facts.
Always make an opportunity for yourself and don't wait on an opportunity. Don't look and say, just because I'm from here, I didn't make it. Don't use no excuse. Use that as motivation.
Man, that's a gem right there.
I love it. Every neighborhood has their, you know, things going on, crime rates and everything else. So I say every neighborhood is the same, but it's, you know, it was a wonderful journey, like, just being from Dallas. Like, the people that I grew up with either playing the NFL or signed the big labels had number one hits. So it's just always motivating.
Yeah.
I don't look at it as, like, me being from the hood, like, it's a bad thing. So it was amazing, just everything.
Yeah.
To sum it up.
Because every part of your journey growing up made you who you are today. So we wouldn't want to change nothing, you know, because you wouldn't be the person you are today if you went back and rewrote history, per se.
Right.
That is facts, man. And Dallas, like I said, is a great city. You know, shout out to my big homie, 6'3", Duro Music. You know, I've known him for a long. That's my dog, man. And
He's a cool guy.
And he just dropped that part two of the Ice Cream Paint Job, representing for the city, man. Like, how does it feel to be in a city where people are just working, hustling like yourself, and they've been doing it historically for many, many years? How does that feel?
It's a blessing, because I actually, like, I'm really cool and connected with a lot of OGs. That's what we call them, that's in the game, that doing what I'm doing now. So
yeah,
it's a blessing. Every time I run into the road, run into Fat Pimp, or run into these artists who have accomplished the things that I'm starting to accomplish or have more achievements, I always give them their flowers. Always, yeah. Always. It's the road is one of the coolest people too. Him, Big Tuck. They really nice people.
Yes.
Genuine people. So it's a blessing. It's motivation just to see the road doing this thing still.
Yes.
So it is a great feeling.
Big motivation. And because someone like yourself is giving them their flowers when you don't have to, because a lot of artists don't do that, but because you're doing it, God sees that. He's going to bless you immensely, you know? Yeah. Got big things in store. What made you decide music was the journey you wanted to take?
Okay, so when I was 6 years old, my pops was driving me and my little brother to school, and he would always play hip-hop music as far as, like, DSR from Dallas or Houston, Andre 3000 from Atlanta, Big Boy. And I will always say, like, I love singing their songs, but if I can get hype off their music, then I want to get hype off my own. So ever since I listened to a couple of artists, you know, I just told myself, like, hey, I can do it too. So at a young age, my dad took us to my cousin's studio, and once he told me that I had a cousin that's in the music industry, I just automatically said, "Oh, it's competition. It's competition." So it's just been, I've been doing it since I was 6. I'm 30 now.
Long time.
So yeah, I love every piece of it, the ups and the downs.
Absolutely, absolutely. It would not be intriguing if it was all perfect all the time. You know, we need that challenge of those ups and downs, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Definitely. Outside of the challenges that's keeping you motivated, and you know, your pops, you know, was, you know, got you into listening to music and stuff, what else keeps you motivated because there are those ups and downs? What's keeping you pushing through this industry?
My son, and just waking up every day knowing that God gave me another opportunity to make something of myself.
Yeah.
And always not making excuses, and just really going. I try my best to just use life as motivation, just in general, because time we can't get back.
Mm.
So everything motivates me.
Yeah.
Like waking up, when I go to work, I'm motivated to see everybody. I'm motivated when I'm in the studio, or like lately I've been on the Spotify charts. I just hit the top 100 in Costa Rica, placing number 74. So everything in life motivates me. It's not just my child or my family, but especially seeing my family accomplish things. Like, I have a cousin that just played, he was playing for the Patriots, and he just signed to the New York Giants. Like, anything that's just motivating. So,
and congratulations on charting. That's a big deal right there, because not every artist can say that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know, definitely that shows that you are absolutely on the right journey. You're on the right path because you're being blessed. You know, you're putting good music out. You have a very humble spirit. That type of stuff goes a long way. You know, I just want to give you your flowers real quick, because
thank you so much.
I've been doing this for a long time, and I'll tell you, like, not every artist is as pleasurable to have a conversation with as you are. Honestly, you have a very humble spirit, and that is going to attract the most genuine people to be around you. And that's what you want. You want that real, genuine core fan base to fall in love with you as an artist and fall in love with your music.
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Definitely. What's the music scene, in your opinion, what's the music scene like in Dallas for artists like yourself on the rise? Talk to us about it.
that question right there, let me break this down for you. So I'm from South Oak Cliff, and that's a hood in Dallas. So just put it like this. In Dallas, it's probably one more pop artist from, like, the same neighborhood. So it's different because, you know, I say in the whole world, you got a lot of creativity, a lot of great artists. But in Dallas, you have, like, more hip-hop, more club scene, more you have a couple of lyric people. But, like, when it comes to pop, that's me. So
I love it.
Everybody knows that I'm the pop artist, but I still get the same respect and everything like that. But it's just being a pop artist, I stand out because I'm myself as usual. But I didn't think people would accept my music, like, because I'm like, I'm cool with you, but y'all never heard this side of me until, like, one day I said, you know what, I'm gonna drop the music that I feel. And so the minute I drop right now, I promise you, I haven't got no bad reviews back. No bad reviews. My producer, Baypop, he's from Cali, Kobe Poole, he's from Cali. And I told them, I said, let's do something different, because I keep making the same music, but let's do something different, stand out, and let's go big. As soon as I made that track, everybody that I know on social media, they tell me, man, you got a hit. This is a nice song. I love this song. Like, I just say, man, I thank everybody so much, because when you make music from the heart, a lot of people can feel it. And that's the most important thing about being in the city, is that you're going to hear a lot of rah-rah music, but you barely get the real. And that's like the blessing. Like, everybody loves me down here, man. That's the great part.
That's a beautiful blessing right there. And the best part about that is you're able to give them 100% of who you are unapologetically. In order to really be happy with what you're doing, you have to love it, and you have to be genuine about it. Like, You don't want to create music just to please the people, because you're not going to be pleased with yourself. You're not going to be happy doing something that's not your flavor per se. Pop is what you love. Are there other genres that you would enjoy tapping into or have tapped into?
I love making R&B music. I love making hip hop music. I love making pop music. And yeah, probably like if I can blend hip hop, funk, and disco with a mini pop together in one, I'll start doing that. But I really like all genres. Like, you know, music is great creativity, a great piece of artwork. So yeah, I wouldn't mind, but I'll say what's coming next will be something like, I'm going to give people something funky, like something where people can listen to, jam to all ages, but something that's giving you like maybe like the Bruno Mars vibe with a little bit of Rolls Royce or something. It's coming.
I love it. I love your creativity and that you're open to that, because, you know, I get that you want to probably really master what you do at the pop side. However, opening yourself up to a broader audience, you know, by tapping into these other genres, that's just going to get your name out there to the masses. And that's the goal, right? Eventually, you want to be bigger than your city.
Yes.
Over the years that you've been doing music, what would you say is the biggest change you've made about yourself as an artist?
As an artist, becoming a better man. And as a, let me see, as an artist, becoming a stronger individual.
Yes.
I mean, a stronger individual. Because music is not for the weak.
No.
Especially when it comes to the business side of music, it's not for the weak. Just over the years, I developed myself, became just a better person. And basically, that's really a better person than just seeing things from every different angle. So music helped me get in my feelings more, but put the feelings to a side. Create artwork.
Yeah, so that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. I love that. So you've definitely developed yourself, it sounds like, over the years, and just perfected your craft.
Yes.
Okay, so let's take it to the opposite side of that. Being transparent. What do you think is something that you can improve on as an artist?
As an artist, I need to improve on my development. And when I say development, I mean, I can make a great song, but sometimes I tell myself, don't go into too much detail. And then after I create the song and put it out, I say, no, you should have went more in detail. Make them feel it a little bit more. And so with that, and with that, basically just working, perfecting my wordplay, it's been getting better since I was 6, but the more I'm looking at it, because that helps a lot.
Definitely. Are you an overthinker?
Yes.
Me too. Yes, I kind of picked up on that when you said you told yourself not to do this, but when you put it out, you're like, oh, I should have did that. Like, that's that overthinking stuff. Like, I'm the overthinker queen of the world. Like, I'll talk myself out of so many things, and then I go back and said, I shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Yep.
Definitely. So I think that's something you and I can both work on. I'm not quite sure how to tackle it yet, but I'm working on it. Are you at all in album mode, or are you focusing on singles right now?
I will say this. I'm working on singles and I'm working on the album.
Okay. Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about the album without giving us too much?
The album. This album is going to be very retro stylish. So it's going to be a lot of diversity. I want to do a solo album, but I'm thinking about adding a couple features that I've been having to the side on there.
Okay.
And it's some big features. So I'm really trying to place things right now. I just dropped Right Now, and then I'm going to have a remix to one of my singles called We Up featuring Fat Pimp and Double Dollar. That's about to drop. So then I want to focus on the album, because the album is different from my singles. I'm working with a lot of choirs on there. Just different type of positive vibes, but I'm not saying it's going to be the best thing in the world, but it's going to be most definitely an album to just vibe to and relax to think to meditate to. Mm.
Sounds like good vibes. That's what the world needs right now. There's so much craziness out there. We need them good, positive energy, positive vibes. And that's what you're going to produce through this project.
Yes, ma'am.
The songs that are going to appear on the album, are they already written and recorded, or is there still some in the works?
I say half is written.
Okay.
None is recorded. Because I change my mind every week, so.
Is that overthinking?
Yes. First I want to do 10 tracks, then I say 5, then I say 7, so.
Listen, just know you're not alone. You're not alone in being like, I'm very indecisive and I overthink. So just know that you're not alone. There's other people out in the world. Probably most everybody, I think, goes through that at some point in time in their life. Because you want it to be perfect, yes. Or as perfect as possible when it hits the mainstream, when people hear it.
Yeah.
Definitely. All the records that you do put out, do you write them? Not saying have someone else write them. I mean, like, do you physically sit down and write, or do you like put it on your phone, or are you putting pen to paper?
All right. I'm a little bit of complicated when it comes to this. So it's times where I get on my phone and I write the hook, and then I go in the studio and freestyle the rest. Or it's times that I pull out my notepad. When I pull out the notepad, I'm taking it back old school. That means I'm finna write a whole nice track. Or I go in the studio and just freestyle and tell them to cut this out. So I do write all my music, but I honestly feel like if you understand music business, there's nothing wrong with somebody helping perfecting and giving them their credit.
I agree. I absolutely agree. Do you feel like that writing is a form of like therapy for you?
Yes. It's because I feel like when it comes to music, you know, you got people in the world, like you say, hey, I'm going through something, let me talk to you, and then they say, I won't tell nobody. Then once they get mad, they tell the whole world.
Right.
So when it comes to music, what I do is when I have problems and stuff, or when I go through things, I put it in music so people can see it from my view, but maybe some people can relate to it.
Man.
So I was like, if I'm going to tell one person, I might as well tell the world how I feel and see how they accept it.
Right. Cause like you said, oftentimes we tell someone and it gets out to the world anyway.
Yep.
Definitely. That is really, really dope. Outside of music, take music completely out the equation. What else do you enjoy doing?
Just spending time with family, going out to these events, WNBA, basketball,
okay.
Traveling, just really expanding, going to different states. I'm going to get my passport probably in 2 weeks, but just going to different states, seeing different things in life to motivate me.
Yeah, absolutely. God gave us a lot of gifts out there. We have to go see them.
Yeah.
Definitely. Anything in particular on your bucket list for 2024 that you want to make sure happens this year that you don't mind sharing? Like maybe it's a destination you want to go to or a business venture you want to start. Is there anything in store for us for the remainder of this year?
2024, I want to perform at a WNBA game or an NBA game, the Dallas Wings or the Dallas Mavericks one day in it. Every time I have my bucket list, let me tell you, my bucket list, I've been knocking things out from since 2020, from going to WrestleMania, sitting courtside 6 times NBA, sitting courtside WNBA. Like, I've been knocked out everything on. Now it's time for me, like, this is something I've wanted to do, like, for a long time, to perform in front of a crowd in an arena, but I know I got to keep building up my buzz and keep working on it. So it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Oh, we're manifesting it. We are manifesting.
Yes,
I'm a believer in that. We have to not only see it in our mind or maybe write it down, but then you just work towards it and annihilate it, make it happen. And you will 100%. We're going to see you on the big screen performing at one of them games coming soon.
Yes.
Coming soon, man. Definitely. Are there other business ventures that you're tapping into or want to tap into at some point in time?
I'm thinking about investing in a couple fast food restaurants.
Now that's lucrative right there. Any in particular? Any fast food restaurants in particular?
I know Steak and Shake, number one.
Okay.
In Arlington. So that's been since 16. I said I'm going to own this place.
Good for you. Okay. So since a youngin, you've had that vision. Okay. A couple of them, or would there be another restaurant?
I would want to get one, then get about five more.
There you go. People become multi-millionaires off of franchises.
Yes.
100%. That's a great business venture. And I'm a believer in too, like if we tap into other businesses outside of music where we kind of expand our horizons per se, it can all bring positive light back onto your music, you know, like being involved in other things besides just focusing on the music industry all the time.
True.
Definitely important. Definitely important. Are you a father?
Yes, I am.
How did that change your life?
I stopped doing dumb stuff.
Being more proactive rather than reactive.
Yes. Just, you know, you got times in life where you can get in a situation with somebody where you say, man, I'll go handle that. I'll go handle that. But then you say, no, I got a child. Like, I can't move that way. Like, sometimes you got to walk away. Sometimes you got to ignore people. Sometimes you just got to separate yourself, you know, to jeopardize your freedom.
That is facts. Honestly, I think that makes you a bigger person when you can just walk away, you know, rather than, you know, one of my OGs told me years and years and years ago, and it's always stuck with me. He always said in life, you have to be proactive rather than reactive. By being proactive will land you in some way better situations. Reactive will land you either dead or behind the walls or somewhere you don't want to be.
Yes.
You know,
true. That's true.
You've got a child that's bigger than you.
Mm-hmm.
It's always bigger than you. Definitely. What else you got coming up soon in the works? I know you're working on this project. Is there other things that we can stay tuned on the lookout for coming from Descoin?
Yes, I am. I just got my first role in a movie in Dallas called Unforgiven 2. They start filming May the 11th.
Okay. That's dope. Tell us about it.
I have a friend. He's a great director named Jonathan Nelson. He shot the first movie. I didn't go to the premiere, but I've seen it on YouTube, and it got over a million views. And I'm just thinking. So one day I did an interview, a podcast interview, and I didn't know that he was a director. So we linked up after that, and ever since we've just been close. And I told him, hey, you know, I make music, but if you ever need me to act or anything, all you got to do is call me. And I think I told him that about 100 times.
Just a friendly reminder.
So he gave me a role, and I told him I don't care what role it is. Not, you know, nothing crazy, but
yeah.
So I was happy and said, let's get it. I actually have a billboard in a Times Square. That should be there this week with my single right now.
Okay. Congratulations. That's a big move right there. Definitely. So was acting something that was kind of always in the stars for you? Or is that something that you, you know, maybe later on in life figured out that would be something you would like to do?
I honestly feel like people that really know me know I'm a humble person. I'm quiet.
Yeah.
I love making music, but I'm a goofy individual. So it's like I wanted to be myself on a big screen.
Yes.
And I only got the opportunity. So I feel like I'm one of the biggest comedians. I grew up watching Chris Rock and Martin Lawrence and Will Smith.
Some of the best
companies. Yes.
Definitely. Is like stand up ever an option, or would you prefer to keep it like in movies and like do comedy films?
I always told myself I want to do one stand up. I just need that one.
Get
30
out your
minute
system,
to an hour. Yeah, get out my system, record it, and so I can show everybody. But I always said, like, I even asked my brothers that do photography and videography, hey, I need to rent out a place. Let me do stand up comedy. Just me, microphone, and my jokes. we record it, then I put it out clip to clip and see how everybody react. But I have some funny things to say just about me and my life period and stuff like that. So I am going to give it a try. I have to.
I think you should. And I like that idea, what you said, like if you record it as one long recording, we'll say 30 to 60 minutes, you know how many short form content clips you can make from that? Like that type of content goes viral.
Over 50 clips.
Yeah,
exactly. Or more than 100, 200.
Right, because, you know, you want to make each one of them fairly short. We'll say 30 seconds or so, you know, just short and to the point, and boom. That's the type of content that goes viral, because not only is it within people's attention span, but you're constantly dropping new content. I love that idea. I think you should definitely do it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Let's talk about this record that we're going to check out tonight. I know that you said that it's doing well. It's called Right Now. Yeah. People are chiming in and listening to it. What was your concept behind writing this record?
All right, so the story behind Right Now, it's crazy. I had booked studio time last minute, told my engineer, hey, I want to book 4 hours. I got four different beats. Keep in mind, I got the beats on my way to the studio, so one producer sent me three beats and one producer sent me one. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to make a song to these three and just do the song that's already halfway finished at Do It Live. So record this. So as soon as I pull up to the studio, I pull up 30 minutes before. I'm always earlier before I get there. So I listen to the beat. The first 10 seconds that I heard the song, I called him up and said, hey, I want it. I don't know. And I called my engineer. I said, hey, I was supposed to do four songs. No, I'm working on this song. We're going to get this one right. We're going to do it. We mess up. We're going to keep doing it. We're going to perfect it. Whatever we got to do, we're going to get this song. So I asked myself, how are you going to come off on it? Because Kobe said we're going to turn it up right now. So basically, it was me talking to myself, but speaking out loud, because I was like, mama, I made it. Yeah, that's me. I hit the Billboard and the iTunes chart last week, and it was a fact. I got two plaques coming in.
Mm.
And so, basically, like, I was putting everything in a similar, I call it ABC flow, because I didn't want to just go, like, get real lyrical, just something that people can catch on to. So, basically, I'm talking about how I had my ups and downs, but through the thick and thin, I still came on top. I accomplished stuff. Some people doubted me. Now they're looking crazy, wondering how I'm here and what am I accomplishing. The last message is basically me saying that life is what you make it. And I made the best of it. And when I was down bad on my ass, I got the best of it. So it's really, to me, I love it because I'm summing everything up, but talking to myself as in, like, this, like a motivational talk,
yes,
basically.
We have to do
and
that.
So, and I just wanted everybody to hear. So, it's just, as soon as I recorded, I'm like, man, I like it. And my engineer said, man, this is a hit. And I'm like, nah, this not no hit. I got to let somebody else hear it. And I sent a song out to 10 people, and they said, man, this shit fire. Like, I sent it to my supervisors, my friends as rappers, producers, everybody like, man, this shit fire. And I'm like, all right, let me send it to a couple women and stuff. This is fire. I sent it to a woman that's in the WNBA. I got some friends in the NBA. I said, this is fire. So I'm like, you know what? I need to show the world, like, my true talent. Let's go.
Nah,
let's drop
for
this pop
real
song and let's go. It's really just a chill vibe song, like something you can just vibe to, something you can play on a rainy day, something you'll hear in the stadium, something that's just, I feel like it gives me an international, worldwide kind of vibe that everybody can just, like, it's great energy.
I love it. It sounds like that you absolutely are behind the right record, because that's confirmation. When you send it out to everybody that you trust to give you the right, you know, opinion about it, and they all say, man, that's a hit, then that means it's a hit.
Yeah, facts. That's what made me nervous right there. Because I make, like, I have a lot of rap music. And that's what I started off with one pop song, then I switched to the rap. And I had a lot of songs, like, that were successful in certain ways. But I always said I want to finish how I started. So my first music video was in Las Vegas, 2017. That was a pop and a rap song. Then after that, I started dropping R&B rap and doing this. So I said, I want to go back in time, but master my craft.
Yes.
And so that's how I said, drop another pop song. Make sure it's 10 times better, but make sure people can feel it, because I feel it.
Definitely.
I don't know. It surprised me. It really surprised me.
Well, guess what? You got a hit. You got a hit. And we got it in rotation over here at the Hype. So we're about to go ahead and check it out. Before we do, man, tell everybody where they can follow you out on your socials so they can keep up with the movement.
Y'all can follow me on Instagram at Des Cohen, DESCOHEN, all together. On Facebook, Des Cohen, DES, space, COHEN. On Google, Des Cohen, just Des Cohen, everything on all platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, everything.
Definitely. Anybody you want to shout out to?
I can't say in particular, but shout out to everybody who really been rocking with me. Shout out to my brothers, Double Dollar, Bay Pop, Kobe Pool. If it wasn't for y'all, this track wouldn't be no hit. Shout out to everybody who just rock with me genuinely.
And shout out to yourself, too, for making it happen.
Shout out to me.
There you go.
Make it happen, you're right.
Absolutely. Well, listen, bro, it was a pleasure to have you on here tonight. I appreciate you taking some time with us here on The Hype to tell us about your story. You were very transparent about everything, so I appreciate that. We're about to get into this record. We got the big homie DJ T-Money coming up next live in the mix, so you guys stay tuned for that. But yeah, in fact, he's from the Carolinas, but I believe he's still out there in Texas right now, so you guys need to link up. He's a part of the Coalition DJ, so definitely tap in with DJ T-Money.
Okay, will do.
Absolutely. Go ahead and introduce the record for us. Let's check it out.
Hey, everybody. This is my new single, I'm Des Cohen. This is my single right now featuring Kobe Pool, featuring Bay Pop.
Let's go. It's your girl, Tampa Mystic. We live on The Hype 87.3.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
Up in Times Square, all emotions running now, but I'm here. Mama, I made it. Hard work, then I elevated. It's dedication, it's not no basic. The struggle was my motivation. I had to pace it and learn it from the eyes, cause them demons was attacking me, but I've been running with God. Now I'm Liddy in the city, cause Dez didn't beat the odds. Dez just stay busy. Shots on me, no Curry, just pass me the Henny. I'm getting Liddy in my city. I get the best of it, cause when I was down bad on my ass, it got the best of me. Never look back down in my past, now I'm a better me. Even though some try to drag my name through the mud, they still couldn't stop a beat. I'm shining bright from a mile away. I pray to God my soul to take, cause the fake, they be watching. You know that they snoozing, they be stalking. storm, there's a brighter day. Let's go and get up and make some plans. Thank you.